There's a there's a very famous monk in Thailand who is what he's most famous for really is his medallions. They're considered to be extremely potent and protective, and he has huge crowds at his monastery that come to seek blessings from him, because he's considered whatever he says, say a blessing or a perspective, is something that is auspicious, will come to be. And his amulets are considered very, very auspicious and protective. And at one point, somebody asked him, you know, what was, besides the, receiving the blessings and the amulets and doing the external practice, what was what's the most suitable way to practice meditation, in terms of meditation technique and method? And he said, "Oh, that's very easy." And in Thai, when they that Burmese method of practice of noting, where one sort of rising, falling, moving, touching, it's done in a sort of way of question, in a sense. It's actually quite an interesting technique in that way. So that breathing in is yup no, pang no, breathing, or breathing. Breathing out is that sort of is that question of falling, and it's a question: is it falling? And breathing in, is it rising? And any other thing. And so he's, but anyway, he said the quickest sort of way he used that on the in breath, dai na, on the out breath, dai na, instead of am I dying? On the in-breath, am I dying? On the out-breath, am I dying? And it's keeping that death as the constant theme. And that's probably the most auspicious, protective thing one could ever do. And to be bringing that reflection, raising up that contemplation.